Fiona Buckley, what have you just been doing?
I've just spoken at a Fianna Fáil conference panel looking at women in politics.
And did they eat you alive?
No, they didn't. But it's fair to say that I think there is a lot of work needed within the Fianna Fáil party in, I suppose, trying to encourage women into the party, to encourage women to run and to support those women to run for politics. It is very obvious to as well that the gender quota provision is being met with some resistance within the party ranks.
Okay, look, enough about Fianna Fáil.
Yes.
What did you do in the room then?
Well, what I did, I just sat in a panel which consisted of Senator April Power, Conor Keane, King of Ogra Fianna Fáil,
They're the organisation that are dead against quotas, aren't they?
Yes, but in fairness to Conor, he is actually quite in favour of them. He wouldn't have been in favour of them, but has, I suppose, through a life experience, has come around to being a reluctant supporter of them, because he believes without them there will be actually no organisational change.
Well, I know lots of people who have become reluctant supporters of quotas, right? So that ain't an issue.
Yes. No, that isn't an issue. If they are supporters in any guise, that is a good thing in terms of offering support for the actual quota provision. But in what I did as part of the panel is just, I suppose, give some aspects from the academic literature, which has shown that gender quotas are necessary to increase women's numerical representation.
Now, were you given any awkward questions? Anything flummox you?
No awkward questions, but I think there was a lot of very good contributions from the floor.
Were they real questions, or were they just politicians trying to make a speech?
I would say the contributions from the floor were very real comments on how women, predominantly, because it was a lot of women who spoke, about how they have felt being part of the Fianna Fáil party in terms of how they got into politics, how they find politics at the moment. There were some very good suggestions in relation to, you know, there was a comment made by a woman from, I think, Navan about, you know, party conventions, how sometimes election conventions can be wrapped up, and she wouldn't have been in politics if it wasn't for the fact that she came through an interview process at the last local elections. So I think actually there were very good, genuine comments from the floor.
And what was the gender balance on the floor? Like, we're talking about a room. How many people in the room, and what was the gender balance?
I'd say in the room there might have been up to maybe 200 to 300 people, and I would say it was probably maybe 60-40 in favour of men. This is a comment now on viewing the room at the very end.
Yeah, that's just a guess.
I'm
staggered. I didn't actually expect there to be that many people there.
I think it's a very, very hot issue, and it's a very real issue, and it's an issue that the party will have to deal with, because Fianna Fáil as an organisation may be against it, or may have voted against it in an Ogra Fianna Fáil motion this morning.
But is it certain that issue will be
dominate party?
Well, actually, I have heard a rumour that there are people hoping to reverse that decision.
Well, there was a vote taken at the end of this particular session, and it was very much, I suppose, 50-50 in relation to the gender quota.
So it had shifted?
It had shifted after the debate.
So as soon as people heard a debate, they shifted their view?
Yes. So I would say, anyway, regardless of where Fianna Fáil is on this matter...
Because you're not a member of Fianna Fáil, are you?
No, I'm not a member of Fianna Fáil.
Are you a member of any political party?
No, right. Not a member of any.
Have you ever been?
No.
Are you a closet member of...
No.
Are you intending to set up your own political party?
All I'm for is 50-50 by 2020. That's all I'm for now.
And look, you've come to talk at Fianna Fáil, right?
Yes.
I guess they invited you?
Yes.
Okay. What about the other parties?
Well, as you mentioned it, I'm actually speaking before Fine Gael on Wednesday evening on the issue of gender quotas. And I've also spoken with the Labour Party on before Christmas, and just again at the beginning of February on the issue of gender quotas.
But these other parties have got their own national, like this is Fianna Fáil's national convention.
What about
the other parties?
Yeah, well, as part of that, as part of my role within the 50-50 group, we've been invited to attend the Labour Party conference, which is taking place the weekend of the 14th to 15th of April. We have offered our services to Fine Gael, and we're just
They
waiting.
Will not turn you down.
No,
there is no
sure
way they will
I'm
turn
sure
you
they
down.
Won't.
What about Sinn Féin?
Haven't heard back from them yet.
They will not turn you down?
I'm sure they will
not
turn you down.
What about people before profit?
We haven't actually approached them yet because we have not heard of any dates yet in relation to
it. No, they're going to have to approach you.
Yes, well, that's probably...
They can find you and approach you, right?
That's correct. And you can find me in the Department of Government, UCC. And if they want to, if they're listening in, tell them to go to Fiona Buckley, Department of Government, UCC, and I'd be delighted to meet
them. How will they find you on social media now? How can you be found on social media?
Well, they can find me on Twitter, @FionaMayBuckley. And I think that's pretty much it, because I don't do Facebook and I don't
You're a Twitter specialist.
I'm just a Twitter specialist. Or I'm also on email at f.buckley@ucc.ie.
Okay. Fiona Buckley, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Great to hear what you're doing.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.